Hello and welcome to the final episode of Almost Legend. It's been a great 12 episode run, a great season. I've enjoyed it. I hope you have too. And I can't wait to see how we get on in season two. My name remains Wana Akpabio. And as usual on the show, we look at the stories of hugely talented footballers who witness promising starts and then shocking declines. These players are the ones who should have touched the sky, but they barely left the ground. Today's episode is about a Brazilian maestro who had the rare compliment of being called the next Ronaldinho. I'm talking about Anderson Luiz de Ambro Oliveira.
It's pulled back to Anderson. The recovery by Uchida. Still Anderson. Free for Manchester United. The victory is complete. Anderson waits. His career total for Manchester United in the space of a few minutes. And they're going to the final in style.
It is rare, like very rare, that you see a footballer being named or labeled after the great Ronaldinho. I mean, it is a big deal if you have to be labeled as the next Ronaldinho. Even Neymar could not be likened to the legendary Brazilian. To have such a name on the back of your name means a lot. Do you know how good one has to be named as an heir to that guy? That guy, Ronaldinho, the great Ronaldinho. Do you know what it means to be named after him? You have to be really good. Twice named as the best player in the world over a period of 12 months, Ronaldinho is a hell of an act to follow. To be described in his light would mean that you are really special. And in 2006, the name Anderson became associated with the words special and Ronaldinho. No pressure. The links between the two footballers go beyond being just Brazilian. Anderson was born and raised in Grêmio, just like Ronaldinho. Both would move to Europe to start at a top club in a good league before stepping up to an even bigger European club, winning multiple titles as their careers went on. Like Ronaldinho, Anderson started his career at local club Grêmio, rising through the ranks to make his debut in 2004. His first season at the club would end bitterly as he experienced the very bad taste of relegation into the second tier of Brazilian league football. Now, he stayed on at the club, and in doing so, Anderson helped Grêmio to earn promotion at the first time of asking into the Brazilian top flight. His biggest impact was felt during a game against Nautico. All right. Now, in this game, Grêmio needed a goal to confirm promotion, but they only had 7 players on the pitch, which means that they had lost at least 4 players to injuries or suspension or sending offs. You're looking at a real backs against the wall situation. And now, just before the game was over, check this. Amazing run from the left side of the pitch saw Anderson suddenly one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Now, this dude showed coolness of the highest order to slot home the goal that will earn him iconic status. You just have to see it. Get on YouTube, Graham Anderson against Nautico. I mean, just Google it anywhere. You will see how much this goal meant to everyone that was associated with Grêmio at the time of the game. It's such an amazing moment. And it did, yes, earn him iconic status because that is the goal that took them into the Brazilian top flight. Now, it wasn't long after that that rumors emerged that he would be leaving for greener pastures. In January 2006, he took the much-traveled route by Brazilians and moved to Portugal to join FC Porto. And if you know Brazilian football very well, you will know that a lot of players have moved from Brazil to Portugal to kickstart their European career. Very recently, Danilo, Alexandro, Deco, all these guys came out of Brazil to join not just clubs in Portugal, but FC Porto. Now, still a teenager, Anderson was handed the number 10 shirt in a Porto team that were champions of Europe only 2 years earlier. He was at a top club, and much was expected of him. He didn't seem fazed by it at all. He made just a few appearances that season, but he did help the team to win that league title in 2006. Next season, he would make his debut in the UEFA Champions League and pick up yet another league title.
Anderson. Oh, good hit! Well, he may be struggling to find a way to the first team, but Anderson strikes gold here. He's a talent. Well, we know that. He just doesn't always bring it to bear on the first team stage, but boy, did he there. And not only was it a great strike, it was great strength as well. He was under pressure all the time here. He's had to hold off his man and keep his balance and get that shot away. And Rob Elliott's done really well so far, but he cannot get near that when it comes in off the inside of the post. Really good goal from the Brazilian.
Unfortunately, in that period, he suffered a broken leg, which ruled him out for large periods during the season. But he recovered in time to help his team to retain their league title. Three titles already at FC Porto. He didn't make a lot of appearances, despite winning these medals. But in the time that he was on the pitch, every time you watched him play, few, and I mean very few, could doubt what Anderson was about. Skill, technique, a sick passing range, strength, and energy to boss any game. These were easy to spot in the handful of appearances that he was making. And so after making those handful of appearances, it was enough for Anderson to attract another big move. And this time, he would make the move to England to join heavyweights Manchester United. In 2007, Anderson made the move to United. Now, you have to understand, 2007 was a unique year for Manchester United. The biggest signing at the time was Owen Hargreaves, an Englishman who made his name at German giants Bayern Munich. And Hargreaves was the signing that was talked about for many years before becoming a reality at United. Anderson's signing also made waves after he finished as the top talent at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup that year. Manchester United had signed, in their opinion, and in my opinion at the time, a potential world beater, or so they thought. Having spent much of his career playing behind the main striker, it took 45 minutes against Sunderland for the manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, to rethink Anderson's role at the club. Now, hauling him off at halftime, Anderson would then spend his playing time in a more withdrawn role as a central midfielder. Now, by the end of his first season at Manchester United, Anderson was a league champion. He was a UEFA Champions League champion, playing his part by scoring the sixth penalty against Chelsea in a penalty shootout at the final in Moscow, Russia. Now, just like his time at FC Porto, a bad injury would disrupt his second season. He struggled to maintain his fitness, but still managed to earn yet another league title and even made another Champions League final, which Manchester United lost to Barcelona in 2009. Now, the season after saw him suffer more bad injuries and miss much more of that season. By this time, there was talk about how Anderson took care of himself. There would be. I mean, he was getting injured almost every year and missing multiple games. You realize that Manchester United spent a lot of money to get him and to keep him at the club. So with this regularity of injuries, you would question what was going on. In fact, in that same season, while he was injured, he was involved in a car accident in Portugal. Imagine that. You can only imagine how mad the manager was having heard that incident. It was also during the season, we're talking 2009-2010, that he would score his first competitive goal for the club. About 2 years after joining, Manchester United, you're scoring your first goal. And at the next season, the 2010-2011 season, saw him pick up his third Premier League medal and make yet another UEFA Champions League final, this time losing to Barcelona again. The next two seasons would see Anderson in and out of the squad, largely due to, yes, you guessed it, injuries. He could never be fit, never ever be fit, and he kept breaking down each time he recovered. He won another league title in 2013, and then everything changed. Sir Alex Ferguson retired. Having enjoyed the great Scott's enormous support during his time at Manchester United, Anderson would find the opposite treatment with the new man, David Moyes. After 6 months at United that season, Anderson was loaned to Fiorentina. In the Serie A, Anderson's decline was stunning as he failed to convince anyone of how good he was or how good he could be, making just a handful of appearances before coming back to United in 2014. Now, by this time, David Moyes had been sacked after a very bad season at the club, and the replacement was not impressed with Anderson either. By January 2015, Anderson's Manchester United adventure was over, as Louis van Gaal, the new man in charge at Manchester United, allowed the Brazilian to return to his homeland to join Internacional. Now, this move back home did nothing to revive his career. From the start, he was doomed to fail. From missing a penalty, to fighting teammates, and then suffering relegation for the second time in his career, Anderson's homecoming was a terrible scene to watch. Now, fitness issues didn't help at all. He was overweight all the time, and not even a loan spell to fellow Brazilian side Coritiba could save him. Now, at a point, he suffered abuse and threats from fans because he played so badly. God, needing an escape, he moved back to Europe to play in Turkey with second-tier side Adana Demirspor. Now, this was in 2018. What a career. That move didn't work out either. He barely played, had zero impact, and yet, for some reason, he was the highest paid player in the league. Now, after rotting on the bench for large parts of the season, Anderson did himself and the rest of the football community a big favor and announced his retirement in September 2019.
Nice touch by Anderson to Young. And Anderson for the return. It's a great hit! And United are level!
I'm Michael Carrick, out to Ashley Young, who plays the ball. Lovely weighted pass. Two, three touches, there we go, into the path. That's far too easy.
His international career had an explosive start, winning the 2007 FIFA Under-17 World Cup and then the Copa America a few weeks later for the senior Brazilian side. He even won a bronze medal with the national team at the Olympic Games in 2008, and in total, Anderson was capped just times, eight times by Brazil, eight, scoring, you guessed it, zero goals. There is a story of Sir Alex Ferguson's brother and Manchester United scout, Martin Ferguson, about the time that he scouted Anderson when he played for Porto. Now, Martin claimed at the time that Anderson, listen to this, Anderson at that time was better than Wayne Rooney. Imagine that. A huge statement to make, given that now Wayne Rooney is Manchester United's greatest ever goal scorer. To state that at the time that there was someone better than him in 2007 was a big statement. But such was the immense potential that Anderson had shown then. Now, it's incredible that he's not sitting with Ballon d'Ors or more international honors to go with his club achievements. Injuries played a cruel part and a cruel role in his decline that cannot be ignored. But regardless of the trophies that he has won, you expected more from the kid who was the world's best youngster in 2007 and 2008. Anderson Oliveira is an almost legend. And that wraps it up for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show today, you can show your support by commenting and sharing this with your friends. Don't forget to subscribe. You can follow us at Jamit FM on all social media networks for more episodes of this show and other amazing shows as well. Do you know any other almost legends of the game? Let me know in the comment section and we could talk about them in future episodes. Till next time, see you soon.
Almost Legend is produced by Aiko Rizzo and Oana. Edited, mixed and mastered by Aiko Rizzo. Almost Legend is a production of Jamit Media.